I'm ready. Okay. Thank you very much. I would like to call this study session of the City Council to order at 5:35. Is any member of council going to suggest any changes to the agenda tonight? Okay. With that, we will move on to Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor, council members, this item calls for a presentation of a proposal to redevelop a city-owned parcel at Olive and Midland Boulevard. You might recall that a request for a proposal was submitted during the winter of 2017. One proposal was received from Movin Investment Group, Inc., and Mr. Momin is here to present the proposal. Turned over to you. We don't have a presentation unless.
Okay, so that's just up there?
Well, we have it prepared if you have a presentation, PowerPoint.
Yeah, and I think there was a little bit of confusion. I wasn't sure. I was supposed to come here in the morning, but unfortunately I found out that the person I was supposed to meet to work with on the presentation was not here. So, I thought there was a USB here, but I guess not. No, I wasn't told to.
Okay. Okay, well, have you seen the packet of information that we've been provided?
Yes, I mean, I submitted the,
Why don't you just walk us through?
Okay.
Visually paint the picture.
Okay, so basically the project, the RFP is for 7301 Olive and Midland Boulevard, which is northwest corner of Olive for the development. And I had proposed to the city, we have been talking about this for a while, I had proposed to the city that, that's a very unique corner. And Olive needs a lot of development in order to bring it to par. That's just my opinion. I had no offense to anyone. So I think we are underutilizing the whole corridor. Of course, definitely we have a good focus on the loop area, but I think Olive could greatly help Olive if we can work with Washington University. As we all know, there is no room to grow on campus. They keep putting the buildings up, and sooner or later they're going to go somewhere. And I think University City should work with them to expand on the north side of the University City, which is of course Olive Corridor. So I thought, and I was talking to Ms. Roslin earlier. I used to live in my young days in DeBolivar, and DeBolivar has a lot of apartments and a lot of WashU students live there. And so much so that WashU has a shuttle, I believe, every 15 minutes on a peak hour and every half hour on the non-peak hours to transport their students to campus. Yet they are living in the city, and we have not offered them in University City, which is really close to the university, Washington University. So I thought we should develop something commercial and residential. Commercial can serve the tax base, and residential can help university students to come and live on this side. But then again, you have to offer something much better value than what they are getting in the city of St. Louis. So that's why I had proposed studio apartments and. Another crazy proposal I think the city might not like, but I think it's got a great value to it for the future of the children of our country and especially University City, that I wanted to offer these units to WashU students who will commit to teach some class to high school students who are interested or who we will get recommended by high school to take courses, such as computer courses, architectural courses, drafting courses, AI courses, whatever they are, we will give these children who are going to WashU a special break on their rents to come and live over here on Olive and Midland. That was just my idea. Allocate some part of this property or development for classes for high school students, for some students maybe who will probably learn it as a trade, some students who will probably not go to college, but this will greatly help them to accelerate in their careers. So that was just one idea that I had along with this. And the other thing that I wanted to do in this development is build retail spaces. And since we are such a diverse community in our University City, I've been here for 27 years. I don't know, I should have said that in my background first. I own the property on Delmar and Hanley, the Phillips 66 gas station, and the strip mall on Olive and Ferguson. So I do have vested interest in this town for 27 years. And so I think I would like to build some commercial property on the bottom floor and bring in, I honestly think, no offense to anything, but we have too many nail places or hair salons and whatnot. So I just wanted to bring a different variety of restaurants and cafes and whatnot, which will cater to the needs of WashU students as well. I had in the past talked to a few franchisees who are interested in coming to University City, and that is possible, but I think bringing different unique restaurants or cafe will actually add, it will sink in with the loop. So I think if the development is done properly and in the future hopefully set this development and set a bar to a level that next coming developments would be to a certain standards, I think that will be a great value to the neighborhood. And hopefully from here, Olive and Midland expand eastwards. And somehow, of course, we will join with Olive. And I believe there are some projects going on 170 and Olive. And hopefully someday that all will meet and just become one good business and residential corridor. That's the vision I have.
So, can you tell me how you envision this development looking as far as relating to the floodplain or the floodway, and how you would have street level commercial if you had to deal with the floodway?
Yeah. So,
is it the plain or the way? I'm not sure.
Is the plain? Okay. Yeah. So, we worked with, guys were working with the maps we got from FEMA, and we looked up on this. I think we'll have to raise the ground, and of course there's an added cost to it, and I think it's workable, but I believe the east side of the property is mainly on a deeper part. So in my design, I think I should have more of a parking area over there than having any commercial or residential upstairs. So we'll try to have parking or the driveways or drive-throughs for any of this stuff, but more the development will be a little bit on the west.
And in your vision of your development, does it depend on your requiring the two apartment buildings to the west? I know you mentioned them.
Yeah, I would like to, depending on what we will have to pay them, but yes, I think it'll be you will use the half that block, and it will be significant, you know. So I think it will be a good thing if we can work with them.
And I admire the thought behind the Wash U thing, although I do think there are also need for apartments for other people. So is this mandated for Wash U, which they're, you know, they put a 300 or 400 already in the loop now, and they're building another addition for another 150 or 200 more. So we do house a lot of Wash U students. Is that mandated in your vision, or could it be residential for the greater community?
Yeah, I mean, there is nothing mandated for. Yeah, it's anyone can get it. But my thinking is, we can give something back to the community, to the youngsters and the youth of the University City, high schoolers who may not have an opportunity, but yet also at the same time, some of these students who are paying exuberant amounts of money to live in the Bolivar area or in the city, offer them something and take something from them of value and give it to the children who may need it. So not all, of course, some will be fine, but yeah, I'm open to anything.
Could I ask, are you familiar with the commercial that used to be there that was closed probably 12 years, 14 years ago? And I'm not sure what the challenges were behind that strip, but are you familiar with that? And why do you think this might turn out better?
I don't recall what it was, what was there. If you can remind me, I don't recall what it was there, but even though I've been around University City 27
it was a
years.
Meal shop, Chinese food restaurant on the corner was a bread store that became a cell phone store and a long-term laundromat. So
yeah.
Four bays.
Yeah.
And limited parking. Parking was not adequate.
Yeah.
And I know when it came down, people complained about losing the laundromat, I think. Yeah. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I just feel like we, like I said, there are way too many nail shops, too many cell phone places. We need to bring some quality development, hopefully, and have very aggressive rents for people to, or entice them to come and work with us, because as much as it's our need, I think most of you guys are the visionaries of the city. You would know what you need for the next 5 to 10 years, and I have a feeling what I can bring, and I want to bring, of course, very diverse businesses, not only just in terms of a business, but ethnicities. That way it's more diversified. I want it to be more, I want this development to be hopefully very contemporary. At the same time, what they have just built, actually what they have just built on Delmar Loop, but at the same time, I want to set a bar for the future development in this area of Olive, because as we all know, down the street, back and forth, up and down, and I was telling Ms. Roslin earlier, 10 years ago I built that Olive and Ferguson strip mall, which still yet I think is the better development of that area, besides, of course, Chinooks is a huge giant. But for 10 years ago, that was one of the best things for that area. But now I feel, if I go look back 10 years later, I could have done much better. Hopefully, this development, I will not have to think next 10 years down the line that, hey, you know what, somewhere I was cut short or whatever. Because I want to set a bar for future developments. If you don't do that, then someone has to take the first step, you know. So that's where I want to be here.
Thank you. Given you've talked about the floodplain, the corrections that you have to make regarding the floodplain, and that footprint having parking, is $2.5 million enough?
No, later on when I started thinking about it, no, it's not.
Okay.
We are way above $3 million at this point, okay, the way I'm visioning this thing.
Okay, and forgive me and forward me a few more questions.
Yes, yes.
You have an aggressive construction schedule. Actually, less than a year if you're looking to
Correct.
Complete by.
Yes.
Is that enough time? You think that is...
Well, now we are already falling behind from what I had proposed to where we are. We want to get majority... we want to be inside, as you know, in the construction, inside the property before the winter hits. So maybe we'll be a couple of months behind, but I'm pretty sure we can get it done.
You talked about you didn't want any cell phone stores, yet possible uses you mentioned... AT&T and Sprint.
Yeah, cell phone, when I said, if you go up and down Olive, there are a lot of cell phone repair shops and a lot of, even in my strip mall, there's a Boost Mobile, and then down the street I've seen,
Metro.
Some Metro PCS or something. But I wanted to bring a branded place such as AT&T or Sprint. We have T-Mobile on this side, so they might not come. So, yeah.
Are you going to have a need for financial instruments like TIFs?
Well, we have not discussed that yet, so I don't know if it's available in the area or not, but definitely if there is, well, we will love to have, but if not, then we will work with that. Hopefully we have. So...
So how is your strip mall at Ferguson doing?
How is it doing?
Yeah. Have you been able to keep it occupied? I must admit I'm usually there for Spice and Go.
Yeah, so all the tenants from 9 years ago are still there. So that tells you that aggressive pricing in terms of per square foot rent. And I work with all the tenants as much as I can in terms of... their rental payments and this and that. So I've never had a problem filling that up. So, yeah.
And for those of us who are not builders, can you paint a picture or whatever, what the difference is between that strip and how you would go a step or two up in this strip? Are you talking about the finishes inside? Are you talking about the exterior? Are you talking, what do you think?
Yes, both. Even with that strip, when I was building the strip, we obviously had a different management, elected officials, and we had a very uphill battle, even though we were bringing something to the city. And uphill battle was only because the same scenario, this property on 6800 Olive was extremely steep from front to the back. I had to bring many, many tandem trucks to fill that property up. And then we needed a setback variance. And I wanted to build a two-story, but the officials at the time did not allow because, of course, the property was not big enough, but we were going to work with it. So, of course, it's going to be a very, very different development. Like I said, I would like to incorporate something very close to what they had just built on Olive with that grocery store. I couldn't remember the name of the grocery store. On Delmar, I mean. The multi-story building they have, the lofts, yeah. So something similar to, Provisions, I think, right? So just so that next developments are similar or very attractive, and even though there's a big chance on there's a big risk on my part to do an expensive development, but I have a feeling that it should work. It has to work, you know. I mean, something has to happen, and if you don't build, they don't come. As simple as that. So that's what it is.
And one more question, and then I'll go to Ms. Carr. Do you feel that the presence of Family Dollar, which has been a challenge across the street for many years, is that going to be a real negative if this moves forward?
Yeah, I have a partnership in a different business with someone. We tried to buy that place out to demolish and build because it's a very good-sized property, but we couldn't come to the terms on the numbers. But I think... I have a feeling once you build something significant, it forces everyone else to do something about their property or sell off or move on. Or you got to also build something to increase the values in the neighborhood as well. So that's why you have to set the bar very high. I'm hoping that the gamble I will take will pay off for the neighborhood, for myself, for the community. So that's what my vision is on this.
Ms. Karn?
Thank you. So I read here that you want to bring in a restaurant and limit it to one. And I know that the people in that area are very desirous of having a restaurant that they can go to, as well as a coffee shop, because that's kind of what was talked about. So what kind of clients would you bring in, or tenants would you seek to bring in?
Yeah, initially, I think when I wrote this, I had Penn Station franchisee who was interested in it. Later on, I started thinking, you know what, I do not want to do a fast food. I just think it's just, I want to do, hopefully a Bosnian bakery, bring another diverse group of people in here. I would like to have another retail. I just want to shy away from nail shops and hair salons and cell phone stores, unless if it's an AT&T or something. So I want to bring diverse group of people, diverse restaurants. We do have some Mexican mix in the area. We do have a lot of Chinese, but what we don't have, we do have the Indian thing over there at my place. But we do not have Bosnian bakery or restaurant. There are a lot of European coffee shops that they... I know people who want to open one, and if they want to start, then we will help them with rent, and, you know, those kind of things I'm thinking. Of course, it'll be a great shot in the arm if Starbucks says we want to come, but I don't know if they will or not, so, or bread company, but I would like to bring diverse group in, so, and mainly because I'm thinking is also Washu is one of the main thing I have focused on this one that will attract them.
Mm-hmm. So I was actually thinking more of the people that live over there, and what I've heard repeatedly is they would like, I'm trying to think of Applebee's, or American style, thank you. So something, I guess I'd like to think that this was also appealing to the residents that lived around there, as well as our hope for some other kinds of residents. So
I don't think the property is big enough for Applebee's, just my opinion. Secondly, are you guys familiar with 16th Street in Denver?
I'm not.
Okay. It's a great development, such as The Loop. And they have a trolley, goes back and forth. And they have just about, and it's probably about a mile long. And beautiful development on both sides. And that used to be many, many years ago, an area where no one wanted to be. Mm-hmm. But now it is it's like a hangout place for everyone in Denver. So, I'm not even close. We are not going to be even close to what they are. Even Loop is a very small business district compared to them. But what I'm trying to say is they have very diverse group of people. You can bring in franchise very easily. Hopefully, they run through the demographics and stuff. But what I see when you bring a franchise, and I'm not opposed to Applebee's or anything, don't take me wrong, you don't accumulate that culture, and for Applebee's to build one and then 5 years down the line, they decide, oh, yeah, those are not our numbers, they wrap up and leave. So big, then that's what is happening with a lot of big boxes or franchises. They're all about numbers. They're not about creating jobs. They're not about creating benefit to the society or the community. So that's where I was very different in going after franchise rather than I would focus on solid, good mom-and-pop operations who would give value to our community and bring diversity to it. Of course, if someone wants to open a mom-and-pop hamburger joint, I'll be static to lease them out and build it for them like I built for the Spice and Grill guy. So, of course, why not?
Thank you.
You said this is going to be 20,000 square feet. How much do you have devoted to commercial versus residential? How many square feet?
So in this, it was, I would go about 15,000 at least on commercial and 5,000. I would like to go up, of course, but I think I was very restricted with the piece of land and the parkings. So, but we can be very creative, you know.
So 15,000, you could build up commercial. To four average size bays on a.
We can. I mean, on Olive, there's 1,000 square foot bay. One is 2,500, the other five are 1,000. So, okay. You can build quite a few. So, you know, I mean, for a restaurant, you may need more, 2,500 to 3,000. But I can even build 20,000 downstairs, and upstairs, I can go. Another 10 or 15, but then again, we'll have to calculate the parking and restrictions and stuff, you know, egress and regress and all that kind of stuff.
Did your proposal that you were bringing, did it have renderings with it? Or?
I don't have any renderings. The only reason I don't have any renderings is I just didn't want to go too deep into it without knowing where or how far are we on this thing. So now, if I have some kind of positive thing, then I will have no problem putting the renderings.
What we didn't see was essentially the same thing?
Say what now?
What you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a place over in Webster called the Boardwalk Cafe that needs to be in U City, and they don't have a lot of space, and they have American food and Greek food.
Yeah.
They're really good. I tell them every time I'm there almost they should come over, so think of them. Any other questions? Mr. Rose?
Just had a few questions. Tell me about the architectural theme that you would have for this development.
So it's going to be, my idea was very contemporary and very similar, not actually very similar, but pretty much on the lines of what the new development has been. On the loop going east. So that's the theme I would like to follow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about the companies that you have a relationship with. Which ones have you recruited in the past for developments that you've done?
In the past, we have, in St. Louis area, I have worked a lot with the oil companies. And then with the oil companies, we have worked with Jack in the Box or McDonald's and all that. And they're very hard to work with. So, because we co-branded with a bunch of these Dunkin' Donuts and stuff. But that's not what my idea was for here. So, I wanted to go totally off the path and just bring a very cultural theme over here.
Tell me a place where I would visit to see a development that you've done like this.
Well, I mean, on a smaller scale, you have Olive and Ferguson right here in University City. And as far as the development is concerned, I have done a lot of unique things, different things. I've done theaters, such as the one for Armand Mosley over here in Galleria. And I have done a lot of historic rehabs in the city of St. Louis. Then the developments that I did were mostly office buildings or MRI centers or doctor's offices and stuff like that. This is a different one.
So first time mixed use development?
Residential
and commercial?
No, I used to own development. It was not a development. I used to own for the St. Louis market. I'm talking about a property in the city of St. Louis on Grand and Kirkuk, I think it was.
Did you build it or purchase it?
No, that was a historic building. I mean, it was an old building, so
okay,
gotcha. I purchased, and there were like 20 units and four storefronts and stuff, so I was just owned it and managed it, so I mean, development part, I'm not too worried about, so.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to be persistent. This question's led me to want to ask, roughly how many developments have you done overall, all the different kinds in your career?
Ooh. A lot of them, probably, including residential and stuff. Way over 100. Florida, St. Louis, Chicago, even across the river. And I mean, a bunch of stuff I've done. I currently have some things in Dubai that I do. So, yeah, I've been there for 10 years, 12, 14 years.
Well, it seems this lot offers a challenge because of the floodplain, because of the depth, and because of the residential right behind. I don't, the thing that was there, I think, was just one story, right? It was just not. So, any other questions? Mr. McMahon? No, it's okay.
But it sounds like your biggest challenge is it's not the construction, it's not the floodplain, it's not those type of issues. Is it going to be bringing in the right mix for the retail?
That's my issue. The reason is I can build whatever, but I need to have, just for my own satisfaction, build something which will do greater good for the future. There are too many developments of maybe I have done too many of these, McDonald's to Jack in the Box. I mean, I just think it's so repetitive. I just want, there's a unique variety that is offered at the Loop, you know. Why not we bring that variety on this side as well, and not just all White Castles and all those kind of things? That's just my thing. I mean, I'll be more than happy to build anything and lease it out to someone on a long term, will that serve the purpose for Sioux City? That's the questions you guys have to ask. But that was just my vision that I wanted. If you want something different, I'll be more than happy to go with that.
The way you see this as an opportunity for yourself to stretch your own efforts in what you do?
I'm taking a big risk, yeah. That's a big risk, bringing something which is not, I mean, if you all know this, the area is, like you said, dollar store across the street, Family Dollar. Next to it is that apartment building. After that is an office, and then Shell gas station, and then Pete's supermarket, and a White Castle. I mean, and I'm going against all odds. So, I don't know. I'm hoping that this will work.
Well, I've said before that I think we've lost some of the variety in the Loop with the independently owned businesses and when the change started coming in.
Yes.
And I think there is a market in the region in our Loop, and I think we have some of that towards the other end of Del Mar with more Asian influences, but for independent owned businesses, smaller entrepreneurs. I think there's a real market in our region for that. And if this proceeds and could be a first step towards encouraging that along Olive, I think it's great. Ms. Carr?
So I want to just remind us, let's not forget about Frank and Helen's, because that is a mom and pop kind of thing. So I understood what you were saying, and I still would like to keep an eye out for the people that actually live there, because they would like a place to go to.
Of course. And I mean, like I said, if you know the gentleman and the lady who run the Spice and Grill or whatever, I'm not beating my own drum, but they came to me and asked me if I can build a restaurant for them. I didn't know them. I had been to their previous restaurant twice. And I asked them, what do they want to do? They said, this is what we're going to do, and this is going to be husband and wife operation. So I actually paid for the build-out for them. So, yes, of course, if someone comes with the same convincing, charismatic personality and say, hey, we will do it, or this is our family thing, even if it's a donut shop, even if it is a hamburger joint, I'll be more than happy to work with them. Because I'd rather see them survive and succeed than giving it to some Applebee's, I'm sorry to say.
No,
so,
go forward, walk.
Because I'm the one of the... I'm sorry if I'm offending anyone. I don't go to Walmart. Just because I have other choices and options. And, you know, it's just one of my pet peeves that I don't support big boxes.
Well, I like your thought about bringing a different look to it. Olive is aesthetically not very pleasing. It's actually very busy. I mean, we have almost 300 businesses on Olive that generate a lot of money, but it's not very pretty. So if this could be a kit to kind of change that look, that would be positive. Anything else?
Just so that I'm sorry to say this. If and since no one knows me probably, I am in gas business for the last 28 years, and I have built probably over 100 gas stations alone, not including the other developments, and built them and sold them in St. Louis, in Illinois, in Florida, in Arkansas, in Houston, built them and sold them, gas stations. There's a reason I did not propose a gas station here. And I could do that in my sleep because there is no need to, and I'm not going to bring any value to the community if I build that. So that's why I'm just letting you know that the business I'm in, construction and petroleum, I just don't think this brings any value to the city.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, Mr. Rose, anything else?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. And
thank you.
I will adjourn this study session at about 6:13, and we will meet up there at 6:30. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Do I have to?